This is a special Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Texas legislature is poking, as it were, at a sore spot with the abortion community. It is the link between past abortion and breast cancer. They have taken on a challenge to create a booklet for women that examines both sides of this issue. Professor of Biology and Endocrinology, Dr. Joel Brind, is the physician who began poking at this issue after making research correlations between the role of hormones in cell differentiation and the incidence of breast cancer after hormone interruptions after abortion. He says, if the booklet tells the whole truth, that abortion is far from safe for women, that it surely increases a woman's risk for breast cancer, for example, the abortion is safe crowd will go ballistic. This is Life News Radio. Those with financial interest compelling their support for the idea of healthy abortion have couched the debate between two studies now decades old. Dr. Brind's qualitative meta-analysis of existing data in 1996 and an abortion-friendly study by Valerie Beryl. Beryl gathered a prestigious group of Oxford researchers around her to debunk Brind's work and had it published in the prestigious medical journal Lancet. Yet Brind points out that the prestige was not enough to make up for a terrible flaw. Beryl calls her work a meta-analysis of previous studies, but 28 of her 53 formal studies were not studies at all. No peer review, no publishing, just a set of data that she relied on to coax the world into belief that abortion is safe. The bottom line is that abortion cuts off hormones that leave developing breast tissue ripe for cancers. Women with past abortions should find a doctor at peace with related cancer risks to minimize further risk or monitor any onset. This has been a special Life News Radio.